Before us, we can see the ancient stone bridge of lava, and behind it, an ancient mill. It is one of the old mills which, at the foot of the village, marked the course of the Vinia stream and exploited its waters. Up until the mid-1900s, the villagers ground wheat, rye, barley, maize and chestnuts harvested from the local fields and woods. The flour was then placed in wicker panniers and carried into the village on their backs. It was an exhausting climb back up the mule track. Second only to beasts of burden, water is the oldest source of energy exploited by man to alleviate his daily exertions. The technology of the hydraulic wheel, invented in the Near East, was already known at the time of the Romans. Later, in the Middle Ages, water mills spread throughout Europe to replace the grindstones used above, all thanks to exploiting women and slaves, a practice condemned by the Church. The Industrial Revolution made great use of hydraulic energy, for example, to drive bellows and iron and steel hammers. At the beginning of the 20th century, Lombardy and the Adda Valley in particular were in the forefront in Europe for exploiting hydroelectric power. In 1920, with the savings of a migrant back from abroad and with the contribution of half the village for transporting the machinery, a dam was built to bring electricity to Esino, one of the first mountain villages of the then province of Como, to boast of such progress. The ruins of the plant are still visible further down the valley. Another record in the 1960s was one of the first sewage purification plants in our province. Today, we can see behind us the modern tanks that release clean water into the Esino stream.